Dear Lord, we thank you for this Pentecost Sunday and the opportunity to meet with you. The first verse in Acts chapter 2 talks of people being together in one place, something that seems, in some way, a distant memory for many of us. Even though we are not gathered as one physical body in our home church, we pray that we may be united with you in our homes today. Thank you, dear Lord, for the beauty of your creation. Thank you for the beautiful weather we have been having. Thank you for the freedom and security we have living in Switzerland.
Dear Lord, at this time of change and uncertainty, we think of those in the world who are vulnerable and in need of your loving care. Be with those countries who do not have the resources to cope with COVID-19. In particular, we think of those in the Yemen and other countries of the world where just surviving day to day is a challenge, even before this crisis started. We pray for governments of the world to work for the greater good, to put aside differences and make decisions that will benefit the poor and needy. We pray for the great number of people working on the front line in places such as hospitals. Please protect them and watch over them.
Dear Lord, we pray today for churches all over the world that are grappling with the issue of reopening. May we all draw close to you in prayer in order to discern what the next step should be. May we come up with solutions that reflect your character, love, and care for the whole congregation. Lord God, we thank you for Lowell and Marie and for the support they have given to so many. Today, we remember the families in our church and pray that you would be at the heart of each one of them. At a time when they find themselves spending so much more time together, we pray for patience and kindness, love and understanding. Despite the challenges, Lord, we pray that each family would draw closer to you and that they might be truly blessed at this time.
And finally, dear Lord, we look ahead to the next week. May we step out in faith and trust that your loving hand will guide us through any challenges we may face, whether we are at home or on our own, at home with a busy family or back at our place of work. May your light shine upon us and keep us safe.
We gather all these prayers to you, and as one, we pray the prayer that you taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.